shine, little Glover, glimmer, glimmer, lead us.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, back again with my favorite gardeners. Lance Lulu, yeah. How are you tonight?
Fabulous.
Good.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Harvesting away.
Eating. I'm going to give the phone numbers because this is a live show and you can call in and talk to our experts.
Yeah, even if you don't have anything to say.
Right. Give us a ring. Give us a jingle. 970-527-4868. 1-866-KVNF now. Send your email to worm@kvnf.org. And the season's winding down, huh?
Yeah, you can see it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of nice to be without water right
Holy
now.
Holy macro. Yeah, I was looking at my grass, which is really looking kind of humble. And I thought, you know what? You go humble.
Yeah, go humble.
You go humble. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. And it'll be fine. And that's something to remember, too. You don't sweat it. If you're not walking on your grass and abusing your grass, it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just gone dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done mowing grass?
No.
What do you have? One, two?
No. The first or second week of October.
Oh, really? Okay.
That'll be my last.
A few more times then,
yeah.
At least.
But you still have water, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not mowing because I just figure, you know, why? I mean, there's no water to put on it, so.
Well, you leave it tall and it mulches itself.
It mulches itself, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when the leaves come off, I'll mow all that in and it'll be fabulous.
Mm-hmm. That will be nice.
Yeah.
Good plan. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, you know. Really, in real life, don't sweat it. Just roll with it.
What are some of those projects we should do as we're winding down that we should sweat?
Well, one project is to figure out where you're going to plant your garlic.
Okay. And you're working on that, aren't you?
I got half of it done. The other half has pinto beans in it.
Oh, okay.
So when the pinto beans are out, I'll finish that. Another project I'm working on will be where I'm planting the winter grain, which this year will be, or actually for next year, will be spelt. I'll be planting spelt in October.
Okay.
And those are the two projects that I'm doing. Then I'm just threshing, I'm going to start threshing dry beans. I have Maine Yellow Eye and what's the other one? Jacob Cattle Beans. And I'll just stomp on those and...
So cleaning your grains and beans and everything that you've harvested.
And still weed.
And still weed.
I'm mainly what I'm weeding is any seed heads.
Okay.
Yeah, anything with seed heads.
Getting those out
right,
of there.
But you don't leave, well, I get it, yeah. I leave my, I'm not leaving weeds, though. You're harvesting weeds.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my asters out. I don't, I'm over those. Yes. And then mow the Rio Grande garden, just mow. And the apples are coming off the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've seen that all over town, apples laying around.
Yeah.
All right, what are you doing in your garden to wind things down, or what are you harvesting that you really enjoy? We've got some great produce here from Lance and Lulu. What is this going on here?
Peas, you want to hear one?
Yeah.
Here it goes, ready.
Excellent.
I know.
Yeah.
They are. They're crisp.
Those are Amish snap peas.
Mm.
Planted mid-July.
And they're so delicious.
Yeah,
they look great too. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of tomatoes are these?
These
Lulu?
Are the Brandywines.
Ooh. And big this, giant tomatoes.
Oh my God. For the color alone. I mean, that's one thing.
Uh-huh.
The way the sun comes in now at this time of year. And it backlights everything, and the color sends me.
Yeah, the light has been just amazing for the last few weeks.
Yeah, it just
I was
so
out
beautiful.
One of the evenings, and it was so spectacular, the clouds in the sky and everything. I called and said, I hope you're outside looking at this.
Yeah, no kidding. It's just fabulous.
It's spectacular.
What a great time of year.
Mm-hmm. I love the way it backlights the... massive tall sunflowers and then the blue morning glories or the purple morning glories and the zinnias
Yeah.
And then finally to have some cloud cover that just
every once
adds
in a while.
It.
Oh, and it cools everything off. Yeah.
I actually had a rain shower this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had some nice fresh spinach with rainwater on it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. That is a good thing.
Yeah, the collards and the kale. I'm waiting for the squash to look like it's going to finish, and it just isn't. Mm-hmm. You know, the yellow squash.
What are you going to do with all that kale? Are you freezing that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll freeze it, blanch it, and freeze it.
Blanch it and freeze it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I just eat it.
Right.
There's that much, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. You just can't keep up with it. There's too much.
Yeah, I love grazing in the garden, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of so last night, I was pulling off all the little sun golds because I hadn't done it in a while. Mm. And I have to get in there and trim those out. But the sun golds, they are so prolific. I promised myself, next year I'm only going to plant two.
Right.
You know, I've already got like Christmas. I must have 2 gallons of dried sun gold tomatoes.
Mm, uh-huh. Yummy. You How know? Are your peppers doing? Are those coming on?
Oh, the peppers are gorgeous. Those red, I got them from Zephyro's. Jimmy, it sounds like a mob boss.
Right. I know what
Jimmy
you're talking
Hintos
about.
Or something. Mm-hmm. These red things, and they're so delicious. They're sweet. They look like they should kill you off with one bite.
Yeah.
But they're sweet, and those are going to go in the yellow squash soup.
Ooh.
With the marjoram, with the fresh marjoram and Walla Walla onions.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That and sounds good.
Way too much butter. Yeah. Sorry. All you vegan people, I'm so sorry. You won't be eating it, but, you know, hey, more for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone numbers are 527-486-8186 KVNF now. And, oh, we've got a caller on the line. It's Dandelion Doug.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. From here in Paonia with a tomato question.
Oh, good.
Hello, Dandelion Doug.
Hey, Lulu. I met you one day. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Lulu, I'm the guy that was in the white band that, I'll be careful, that flagged you down the street, told you that I had gardening questions. And anyway, I'm up by Tinyville up on Thursday, and I've got 98 tomato plants in the bed. We still got nice water, lots of green fruit, but I just like digging the first 10 pounds this last week. I mean, when do they ripen around here? October?
Oh, somebody else was asking me that too.
Yeah.
They're having trouble getting their tomatoes to come ripe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just stop watering them.
Yeah. Just back off everything and trim them. Strip them right.
Yeah, I've been trimming them.
Strip them right down.
And also, I've never irrigated before, so I made a mistake earlier of adding a whole bunch of water, and I blew some open.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably a pretty common error. Mm-hmm. But,
you bet.
I've got lettuce trees and stuff in between them, cutting off water totally is not an option because those greens are just, you know, about quarter size and new carrots that are about 2 inches. So, I think I'll back off on the water. That's probably advisable.
Yeah, on your tomatoes. And just really, honestly, you could strip them just down to the stems. I mean, you could take all your blossoms off. Take anything that's small and blossom.
I was going to give them a big haircut, and I guess I was still getting greedy because they're still blooming like a bat.
Right.
I suppose, give them a good haircut, huh?
Yeah, yep. Give them a good haircut. Just let them have it.
I've never seen late blight before, and I've got late blight in, like, I've eliminated those type ordinaries, so.
Sounds like a good variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Well, you know what? You just go for it. And if the frost comes, before it comes, pull them up by the roots.
Right.
Take them inside somewhere, hang them upside down. You'll have tomatoes till December.
Right. Yep. I love that, the way that works. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yep. So go for it.
Well, thank you much.
You're right.
Thanks,
welcome.
Doug.
Don't
appreciate
be scared.
The call.
Yeah, we do. We love that.
Yeah, that's a great trick. Mm-hmm. And it actually really does work.
Yeah.
And so you feel like you're getting vine ripe tomatoes in the middle of November.
Yeah. I just put them, and some people do the thing where they wrap them in newspaper or whatever and put them in a box.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and you can do that too. But the problem is you got to go down there and unwrap them and check them out all the time to take out the ones that are ready.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I can't be bothered. Just hang them upside down and they'll come on. And even if they get shrivelly and stuff, you can still throw them in a soup, throw them in a stew.
Right.
Just don't be scared. Just eat those rascals.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great
that's the
tomato.
Way to do it.
Okay. 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. So stopping the water on the tomatoes. What else are we doing with water this time of year?
Oh, gosh. Well, more water on the pintos or beans at all. No more water on the potatoes. And I'm just going to let them, if it doesn't get really cold and damp, I'm just going to leave them in the ground till October.
Nice.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I don't have any cold storage to speak of. So I'll just leave them right in the ground, let the plants die.
When do you start with your food pit?
End of October.
End of October. Oh, wow. That's really late.
Yeah, early November.
Food storage.
Yeah, it's getting to be
I know where
late
it's going
to
go.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you put it in a different place each time?
I dig a new one every year.
Oh, you do? And what's the logic of that?
Well,
fools elder creatures.
I can't do it where the beds are because I take all those beds out. So it's always where the root crops were because that's flat ground.
Sure.
So that's one reason. The other reason is I actually, and I found this out, just some friends had a permanent pit just like mine. After about 5 or 6 years, it got so much mold and mildew that they lost everything.
Oh, okay.
Everything rotted in it. So I do have another pit that's been there for about 15 or 20 years, and it's lined with cement blocks. And it's 2 feet down. And I put about an inch of sand on the bottom, and I throw buckets of storage, root crops, carrots, and beets and all that. Mm-hmm. Just one layer, and put about 6 inches of sand on top of that. And then I moisten it down, and then I put bales at ground level above that.
Okay.
And a whole bale?
I put 5 or 6 because it's a long pit.
Well, I mean, it's one bale deep.
One bale,
Nice work.
Nice.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's tricky too. You know, you have to realize that there's some people that are really good at some things and stuff works for them. I have spaghetti squash on the shelf from last year.
Right.
And there's other people that, you know, they go, I can't save a squash to save my life.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just, I don't know what it is, but it's the truth. Some stuff really works, some stuff doesn't. Now, tomatoes, you can't screw that up. You're gonna be successful, but there's other things. What do you mean?
That's why Lance doesn't grow them.
But I can grow carrots really good.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Right. So Lance doesn't grow them, but I mean, as far as saving them.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you get them before frost and you hang them upside down inside somewhere, they're going to ripen.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to eat them, you know, if you're not scared. Mm-hmm. If you're scared, that's a personal problem. You got to get over it, you know. But, you know, basically, you just can, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just whatever it is, just try it.
Just try it.
Just
that's
try it.
Definitely
just
what you've encouraged me and I've learned from both of you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joseph is calling. He is between Ridgeway and Placerville. Hi, Joseph.
Wow. That's
hi. So, hi. So honored to be part of this great little party you have.
This
well, thank you very much for coming to the party.
Yeah, it is a party.
All right, so I'm at 8,500 feet in elevation.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay, and this is my first garden. Everything is very green
Lovely.
And not really producing any fruits. I've got tomatoes and squash. I am seeing some buds of squash come in, and then tomatillos. My tomatillos are hollow.
Oh,
what?
Yes, they have the nice skin when you buy them. You know, at a market, you have that nice skin that you peel off before you do whatever with the fruit. But my tomatillos are hollow. They're like balloons.
That's crazy.
My only thought is no pollination.
Yeah, that was my thought too.
Okay, and yeah. I do have the middle of my garden, which is 5 feet by 10 feet, raised garden, are wildflowers. Nice. And the only bee that I saw this summer, no joke, was the bee that I got stung by the first in my life at 52 years old.
So, there is no justice. There isn't. Forget
there
it.
There is no justice. So no. Should, maybe in the future, maybe I consider start to harvest bees. What is your opinion on that as far as pollination goes?
Well, you don't have a huge garden, so you could hand pollinate.
You could hand pollinate. And the other thing is I would put some sort of Remy cover crop over that to hold in the heat. Whatever.
Okay.
Remy cover.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well.
Well, there's row covers and there are different thicknesses. And it's too cool for some of those things to pollinate.
Mm-hmm. It's just cold, yeah.
Yeah.
So 8,500 feet,
yeah,
that's up
so
there.
You're, my friend in Gunnison is Remy all summer long.
Okay.
Yeah. And stuff. Okay. Yeah, so you're going to have to do some row covers, even some small cold frames or greenhouse type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Grow tunnels.
Grow tunnels.
Grow tunnels,
and,
okay.
Yeah. And go for your cold season vegetables. Go for your peas and your...
Peas, spinach,
green onions,
cilantro, parsley, kale,
collards, you know, all
beets.
Of the, yeah, yeah, the cold beets,
okay.
Yeah, the
yeah.
colder stuff, garlic will do really well for you.
Oh, wow,
there.
Yeah.
Onions, if you've got enough sun, you'll probably be okay with onions.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, get over it with the squash and tomatoes.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do potatoes, get the short season ones.
Really
there's
short.
Actually, there's early potatoes, mid-season potatoes, and late. Don't plant lates.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get them. Plant the early or mid.
And yeah. I do put these to seed, like, just the March, probably early April in the house. And then as the weather... is a little more flexible with me putting them outside, and that's what I do. So they start hardy,
mm-hmm.
and they're
mm-hmm.
hardy now, but are my tomatoes helpless at this point? They're copious. They're bountiful, but no fruit. Do I go to hang something upside down?
Just before the frost.
Wait.
But he doesn't have any fruit.
He doesn't have any fruit.
I don't have any fruit on him.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get any.
I thought when he said copious, I thought there's lots of green.
Right.
A lot of green.
Right.
But, okay.
Yeah.
So those are done. And stop watering, obviously, since there's no fruit. And I worship you people. Thank you so much for having this show.
What a great
thanks.
Radio show.
We love you, too.
Thank you, Joseph. Okay. Appreciate
Thank
you listening.
You.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks Take for care. The call.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
A garden up there at 8,500.
Yeah, I tell you what, I used to garden on the back side on Aspen Mountain,
mm-hmm.
and I was probably Aspen's 7,983, and I was on the north side, and I was up the hill, so I was probably pretty close to 8, and
mm-hmm.
you just can't.
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
And I was on the north face. I was on the skiing side. So, you know, forget
mm-hmm,
it. It was
mm-hmm.
rough. But, yeah.
You just go with cold weather stuff.
You just go with the cold weather stuff.
I like that. I mean, that's an abundant garden right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those different vegetables.
You bet.
The tomatoes, we've mentioned before, it's the pollen is viable from 65 to about 90, 95. Anything below 65
degrees,
no good.
We're talking,
it's no good.
It's not going to pollinate. There are some that they're hybriding to pollinate at 60,
mm-hmm.
but you lose it. And above 90, 95, they don't
it's
like
too
that.
Hot.
It's too hot.
Either.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah. So there's a there's a real window, and yeah, that's just the way it is. Sorry. That's it.
All right. Good information. 970-527-4868-1-866-KBNF-NOW. We talked about grapes last week, what's the status of that?
I'm so glad. You know what? I really was thinking I should just sleep in my arbor, but Jill has this picture of the bear on her phone.
Yes.
Forget it. I will not be sleeping in
my arbor.
A bear
in the neighborhood, a big old bear.
In the hood. Mm-hmm. Bears in the hood.
You can have the dog.
During the day.
You can take Tank.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, yeah. There's a good one. He'll start barking and the bear will come get both of us. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, no, the aroma the ripe grapes, and I'm useless. Mine are on this huge arbor, and you walk in there, and they just are dripping in your face, and it's
is that lipstick you're wearing?
Nah, it's elderberry. Because <You're right. laughs> there's those too are everywhere. Oh my god,
it's exciting, and you're picking grapes and raspberries.
Yeah,
Lance?
Grapes, the Candace grapes. I picked all the Candace. I still have Niagara's, Suffolk Red, Delaware, and another one, which I don't know what it's called. Well, I don't. I took it from a cutting. Who the heck knows where?
Sure.
You know.
It's yummy, though.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple things. A caller left a message that there's a tomato festival this Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. at the Creamery in Hotchkiss. That sounds fun. Usually right next to the little farmer's market there.
Where the dancing elephants are.
Mm-hmm. So at the Creamery this Saturday in Hotchkiss. And our friend Duna is on the line from Norwood. Hi, Duna.
Hi, Duna.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Fabulous.
How are you?
I'm good. I was going to recommend to, I forget, was it Justin, the tomato question he had? Possibly too many leaves. Yeah. He might be giving the plant too much nitrogen that just produces leaves instead of fruit.
Okay, Joseph was the one with all the leaves and no fruit.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I usually go with my tomato plants and use a Q-tip or a little artist paintbrush and take all the little buds and pollinate each little flower to other flowers and kind of pass them all around to help pollinate it. We've had so much smoke this summer that we've lost almost all of our bees and the pollinators.
Wow.
So that might be part of his problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could
interesting.
Be.
Didn't
Could
think
be.
About the smoke factor.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably the 8,500 feet is probably the bulk of it, though.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
That's
And what
they
are you
might consider growing in containers and bringing them inside.
Yeah. Duna, what are you in Norwood?
What altitude?
I'm at about 7,500 feet.
7,500.
Yeah, that's right up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's further south and it's a little warmer. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
it could be too cold for what he's doing. He may want to consider doing them in big pots.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that pot gardening myself.
Oh, me too.
Did I just say that?
All right. No. Good night, you guys.
Right,
thank you, Duna.
Bye.
You know, bye. I love that. I love when the conversation blossoms into more.
Exactly.
I love that.
And she likes to do the self-pollination thing, which I think probably got her a little bit of a garden with the bee situation.
Yeah.
All right. We're rolling right along, and we've got Will from Redlands Mesa on the line tonight. Hi, Will.
Oh, nice.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
As I heard at the beginning of the hour, I'm starting to wind down the garden and looking for stuff to do. I heard I got plenty of stuff to do around here, but I'm looking for some nice winter grains to plant besides spelt, which Lance said. What are some other things I can plant in the garden, and where can I get them?
Well, you can get rye. If you want rye, you can get spelt. There's many different types of wheat. I have turkey red wheat, which is like over 2,000 years old.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. You know, so, and I have gallons of it. I don't know how much you want to plant. I only plant about 500 square feet. I'm trying to think of other winter
greens. So he should get a hold of you?
Yeah, he can get a hold of me if he wants that red winter wheat.
Okay. All right.
That's the old varieties of wheat were balanced with the like starches and glutens and stuff. It's the new hybrided wheats that are really hard with the high gluten content.
Yeah, that's why so many people have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. So those are really the only three that I have. I have the red turkey wheat, I have the spelt, and I have the rye. And I'm sure there's definitely some winter planted barleys.
Cool.
That you can get. You just have to look it up. I don't know where to find them.
Okay.
You know, and then, then I have spring grains. You know, some spring wheats, and I'm going to plant Kamut in the springtime. Mm-hmm. And then I had the Sonoran white wheat, which I haven't threshed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about the seed library? You know, looking up seed at the seed library, because all of
that is...
I don't
know if they have grains, though.
You don't know about
that?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd have the bulk that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will's looking for.
If you want to email Will, worm@kvnf.org with your contact info, we can connect you up.
Okay, I just sent you an email, but I'll put my contact info on there.
Okay, super.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
All right.
Yeah, see.
Good stuff.
Really good stuff. Yeah. It's all happening.
We can take another call at 970-527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. Lance, you're doing a little talk next week here in Paonia. Do you want to tell about that?
That's next Tuesday, 5 to 6. It's at the Community Garden in Paonia, and it's on seed savings. It's a 5 to 6 for 1 hour. It's short. You really need a whole day, but... We'll talk about basics and, things like that.
And where is it going to be again?
The community garden.
Right. So that's back in the alley behind Elsewhere.
Elsewhere
and,
from
and
that
the
side.
And all that.
Or right behind Town Hall.
Right behind Town Hall.
Okay.
It's a good
there you
way
go.
To
that
say
parking
it.
Lot. Yep. The parking lot.
Parking lot there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay,
so
good. We've
got to hook everybody up with that scene because it's really fabulous.
Yeah.
That whole alley back there.
Mm-hmm.
You just can go back there and see cool stuff. Cool art and cool stuff.
It is cool alley.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a really cool alley.
Okay, so we've got Will from Redlands who's sent his email info, and we've got an email here from Linda. She missed a little bit of the conversation about pulling the tomato plants and hanging them upside down. Does it need to be a sunny location, or will anywhere do? And then she's also asking Lulu if you'll put your squash soup recipe online for everybody to use.
Oh, man. That's squash. Yeah. Okay. So, no, you can just put them anywhere. I hang mine in the basement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know,
garage
because,
or
yeah. And
warm.
You pull them up roots and all. I think it's important to do it that way. What do you think?
I think it's much better, roots and all.
Yeah, roots and all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and you just, I got a couple of nails and the beams down there, and I just hang them over those and just let them go.
Fits right in there.
My friend had hung them up in Gunnison, and she does piano lessons every afternoon for the kids, and she had them hanging up in the music room.
Oh,
nice. That's great.
The kids had something to munch on all four.
Aww, that's fabulous.
That smelled great. Hey, it is Jer on the line with wants to talk cover crops. Hi, Jer.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Jer.
Well, that last caller, Will, called and asked about grains and stuff when it gets cold. And so we sell cover crop up at Earth Family Supply.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What we have is oats are a good one to grow when it's cool. And then rye, of course, like Lance said. And then hairy vetch will grow really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these things actually do better in the cold.
Yeah. Hey,
and that's the time to really push the cover crops, get that organic material back into the ground after winter comes. And it will really make a difference in the spring.
Yeah. Do you have any field pea? There's yellow also known as trapper.
We don't have field pea, but one thing we have is daikon radish.
Yeah, that works too.
And that is great for breaking up the soil. Yeah. It'll kill the soil. So, oats are a really good one to grow too.
Okay,
awesome.
So good cover crops
so
up there at
go.
Earth Friendly.
Earth Friendly supply.
And build that soil.
Just build
soil. Might as well while you're sitting around all winter.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Anything you can do after a drought year like this.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Perfect.
Oh, the soil is suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard of one time I was reading, and it just what worked for these people up in Montana, they used spinach for a cover crop.
Really?
Yeah spinach. Mm-hmm. It has a good long tap root, and it grows in cold weather and cold soil.
Sure, why yeah. not?
Full of iron and yeah. nitrogen. You
they
know,
were actually calcium. Using spinach. They yeah. were buying, mm-hmm. yeah.
So put something awesome. In there, yeah.
Throw it in.
All right, Jer, thanks
right.
for
thanks,
that.
Guys. Yeah. Have a
thank
great
you.
Night.
You too.
Yeah, bye.
All right, always good stuff from our sponsor up there, Earth Friendly. And that brings us to the end of our half an hour. Wow, what great callers we had tonight. Good information.
Yeah, this is fun.
People sharing back and forth.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Good deal.
So we'll be back next Tuesday, 6:30, still yeah. winding down the season.
Still pulling.
As we go. Yeah. And it's DJ Leah Love coming up with One Woman's Perspective next. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF. Okay.
Yep. All right. Good night, everybody.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, keep yourself growing.
You're about to make a sign to I gotta get that I love so. Ooh.